AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate's top Democrat says President Trump must immediately leave office following yesterday's deadly violence at the Capitol.
Chuck Schumer says the president incited an insurrection and should not hold office one day longer. He's calling for Vice President Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove the president. If they refuse, he says Congress should reconvene to impeach the president. In a video message, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger is calling for the 25th as well.
The president is unfit. And the president is unwell.
University of Virginia historian Barbara Perry says that's why the amendment exists.
That you have a president who is mentally or physically incapable.
But with just 13 days left in his term, Perry says she'd be surprised if the president's removed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former White House Chief of Staff and envoy to Northern Ireland Mick Mulvaney says he is resigning.
Those who choose to stay, and I have talked to a couple of them, are choosing to stay because they are concerned that the president might put someone in to replace them that could make things even worse.
Mulvaney was on CNBC. President Trump is banned from Facebook, at least through Inauguration Day. Twitter also locked the president's accounts for 12 hours after he repeatedly posted false accusations about the integrity of the election. That suspension is set to expire sometime today. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser was asked about the response by Capitol Police.
Obviously, it was a failure, or you would not have had police lines breached and people enter the Capitol building by breaking windows.
D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says 68 people were arrested.
41 of those arrests occurred on U.S. Capitol grounds, and to my knowledge, only one of the arrestees is from the District of Columbia.
Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says a 7-foot non-scalable fence will be erected around the Capitol grounds. This is AP News. The nation's trade deficit reached its highest level in 14 years.
The Commerce Department says the trade deficit jumped to $68 billion in November, the highest monthly deficit since August 2006. The gap between what America buys abroad and what it sells abroad increased 8% from October, a nearly 3% increase in imports, overwhelmed a roughly 1% rise in exports. For the first 11 months of 2020, the trade deficit stands at more than $600 billion. That's up nearly 14% from the same period in 2019. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Pakistan's Supreme Court adjourned today without deciding whether to free the man convicted and later acquitted of the 2002 murder of an American journalist, Daniel Pearl. Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh remains in custody while his lawyer has petitioned the top court in Pakistan to free him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.